Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So yesterday I shared the first lesson that I learned from David C. Baker's book, The Business of Expertise, and my recent conversation with him over on Forecast, which you can listen to at forecast.fm/Baker. And that first lesson was that expertise requires focus. If you want your expertise to be as valuable as it should be, as valuable as it is, it needs a really clear focus. And the reason for that is because when you have a clear focus, you're gonna see things that other people can't see. And the fact that you can see those things, that you can recognize those patterns, that's what gives your expertise value. The second lesson I wanted to share with you is that expertise gets better over time. And it comes back again to this analogy that David shares in the book of pattern matching. That if over time you're working with the same type of clients and you're solving the same kinds of problems, over time your ability to recognize those patterns only gets better and better and better and better. And your track record becomes stronger and stronger. And then you become positioned as the person who's known to solve that kind of problem for that kind of client. And this is great news for people who are willing to play the long game. And it's terrible news for people who are only willing to play the short game. Because in the short game, you can only develop so much expertise. Expertise, really, I believe true mastery takes a lifetime to acquire. And so if you're willing to put in the 20, 30, 40 years that it takes to become a true master at your craft, this is great news. Because as every year passes, as every year passes, and as every client engagement passes, and as every experience passes, your expertise gets stronger and stronger. So then 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you become a force to be reckoned with, and it becomes almost impossible to compete with you because you put in the time, you put in the hours, and you're willing to play the long game. Whereas anybody else who's looking to make a quick buck, who's not really as passionate about the work and about the industry and about the problem that you solve as you are, and is just not willing to put in the time, they're just not willing to do the work, they're not willing to make the impact that you're willing to make with your clients, they're not going to be able to see this through the way that you are. And then you become the one and only solution to your client's problem. You become a force to be reckoned with. And to me, that's very comforting news, because I know that, you know, I'm now, well, not to give away my age, but I'm in my mid-30s, let's say. You know, not certainly not the youngest guy in the world, but I've got a long way to go still. I've got, at least 20, 30 years of my career to look forward to. And I know that the way I'm positioned now is only going to get better over time. I already like my position. I love my position. I have strong positioning today. And it didn't happen overnight. It's gotten stronger and stronger over the five some odd years I've been in this particular business. And now it's really starting to work for me. But the exciting thing is not so much what's happening now. It's what's going to happen in the future. If I dedicate 20, 30, maybe 40 years to doing this kind of work, just think about how much stronger my positioning will get as I work with more clients, as I help more clients solve the same problem, and as I establish myself as the leader in my particular space. That's very exciting to me. So I want you to think about how much stronger your expertise and your positioning is going to get in the long haul. Whatever the long haul means for you, maybe it's 20 years, maybe it's 30 years, maybe it's 5 years or 10 years. Whatever that means for you, think about how much stronger that's going to get over the course of that period and commit yourself to that, because that's really where the value is created. That's really where in that long haul, in that long run, you can position yourself as the foremost leader in your industry or in your field. Again, love this conversation with David C. Baker. I got so much out of the conversation, so much out of the book. Check it out at forecast.fm/Baker. And I can tell you, you're not going to regret it.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.